Actor Tony Danza returns to TV this Friday. It's been years since he starred in Taxi and Who's the Boss, but this time around, instead of a sitcom, he is in a reality show called Teach on the A&E Network. He finds himself in front of a 10th grade English class at Philadelphia's largest public high school. Before he was a TV star, Danza actually studied to become a teacher, and as Andy Dennert reports, the desire to teach came first, and then the TV show.
A celebrity teaching a real high school class seems so ridiculous that a veteran teacher confronted Tony Danza right away.
He grabbed me right in the beginning of the year. He's like, really? Are you here to act a teacher? Or are you here to be a teacher because you could make a difference? Which is it? You know, he's really tough.
Students at Northeast High School volunteered to be in Danza's class. But executive producer Leslie Greif says everyone was still concerned about the effects this experiment could have on the kids.
They only had one chance to go through 10th grade English, and that was a paramount concern and importance to Tony.
During the first week of class, students look bored as Danza reads a definition from his notes. They roll their eyes at things he says and openly mock his discomfort.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Are you nervous?
I'm terrified.
Okay.
The student stifles a smile as she looks down at her desk, and the camera zooms in on Danza's sweat-soaked shirt.
I don't want to embarrass you anything, but maybe you should wear more undershirts.
Yeah, I know.
He sweats a lot. I guess he gets nervous or whatever, and if you make him raise his arm, it's all this sweat under there. It's you could fill up a bucket of water with it.
Cameras weren't at the school for the entire year and didn't seem to have much of an effect. Greif says they even caught students cheating by text message.
They're yawning, they're picking their nose, they're texting. And I'm thinking, do you realize the cameras are watching you text in class? But in my mind, it was all right, they're going on. School is school, they're going to do their thing.
Catherine Kellen is a professor of English at Seminole State College, who also taught at an urban high school for 6 years. And she says Danza's experience was a lot easier than what most teachers go through their first year.
Because of having one class that was selected out, because of having a mentor teacher who has an exclusive responsibility to help you, because of having the principal's interest and attention for support.
But she said the series does make teaching look difficult and underappreciated. And that's exactly what Tony Danza hoped for.
I want it to show what's going on in American high school. I want it to say to guys like my age, hey, maybe let me see what I can do. Maybe because there's nothing like it.
There's an even bigger surprise besides Danza's passion for teaching. He's actually good at it. The show's producers paid to air-condition the library, and Danza helped the school raise money. But even without all that, Northeast High School principal Linda Carroll says she'd hire him again because he's a gifted teacher.
Oh, God. Absolutely. No question, because he's funny. He's caring. He understands that before you can teach a thing, you have to connect and build a relationship with a child. And he's willing to do that.
Danza won over his colleagues, too. Their approval meant so much that he chokes up as he flips through the school's yearbook.
Here's my most proudest thing. This is hard to take. This is the English department.
He points to his picture among all the other teachers, and his face widens into a broad smile.
And so these people agreed that I, deserve to be on this page. This is the greatest honor I can tell you. I can't even tell you. And I'm in front of a blackboard.
And that's where Tony Danza will be for 7 one-hour episodes. For NPR News, I'm Andy Dennert.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Transcripts for the stories you hear today are available for free tomorrow when you visit the story page on NPR.org. Listeners like you make this and other programs possible. Thanks for supporting public radio. This is NPR.